Check it out. Robert Kelly here. You know what, dude? Podcast number deuce. Dallas Improv. Me and John Toll from johntoll.net, the featured comedian last week. It was crazy. Dallas Improv. People getting kicked out left and right. Just fucking lunatics drinking and fucking using drugs coming to the shows. This audio of a couple getting fucking ripped out of the showroom by the big black bouncer. And John Toll got the audio, so here it is. Check it out. It's fucking pretty hilarious. That's about it. Hey, what's up? It's Robert Kelly. I'm hanging out here with John Toll, and we're about to do the second...
You know what, dude?
...podcast. Saturday night, 1:30, three shows. Woo! No problems.
Not a single problem.
Some drunk motherfuckers, but always. No problems. The club fucking pulled its shit together, really put their foot in people's asses and crazy. But last night...
Hijinks.
First show.
Terrible.
Crazy. We got the fucking guy. Jesus Christ, man. The girl got kicked out. Then the guy fucking got kicked out. Said I wasn't funny. I told him, all right, leave. And he was like, I'll leave in a few. And I was like, fuck you. You'll leave now. And that's the guy that sent death threats and fucking watch your back. And I'm coming for you. Fucking emails.
Typical email Google tough guy. You know? I love the first email. Yeah. You're an asshole. Right? That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, then you suck.
Right. You went to you suck.
Okay.
Yeah. And?
I sent back when he wrote you suck. I sent back, it's so funny. I sent back, thank you for your support. Spread the word, brother. He wrote back, fuck you. And then he wrote back, I'm not supporting you, you asshole. What are you, fucking retarded? He didn't even get, I was being fucking
right.
A douchebag. I know you're not, dummy. You suck. I'm fucking retarded. But this guy, you know, sent me, you know, all these threatening letters all day. So right. He hasn't sent any since. But after him, the second show is what we're going to talk about.
Yes.
Because we got some fucking audio, man.
We do have some good audio.
You were on stage.
I was on stage, and there was a blonde who had far too much to drink.
Right.
Probably some other chemicals going on.
Yeah.
You know, like Xanny mixing. Uh-huh. You know, and then on top of that, yeah. Being mouthy, oh, really? Trying to be the show, really? Trying yeah. to be the center of attention. No. That typical deal.
Yeah.
You know, had to shot her up. Typical heckler hand. So she was whatever. So she was mouthy.
Yeah.
Handled her for the rest of my set for the most part. Even yeah. though she was doing the thing, when you would look over, yeah. and just the look over was enough to have her, like, she was opening her mouth like she was going to say something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But whatever. But my set was fine. Then you got up.
Right. But this is the deal, is that I saw her, and her and her guy were making out. Okay? Right.
Full on.
Full on making out. And I looked over, and there's a couple. You forget that. All right, yeah, granted they give some free tickets out to these shows, radio, whatever. You give out some passes.
Right.
But then there's people that pay. There's people that fucking pay $17 a pop, two drinks, three drinks, you know, $50, $60, $100 tab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they're coming out to fucking see a good show.
And people who drove from Oklahoma to come see you.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of fucking people that are paying. And then I look at the table and I saw the couple at the table with them. And they're petrified. They're like, what the fuck? And they don't want to say nothing. Because they don't want her to fucking, you know, nobody wants to get into a fight over this shit. And I looked up and I let it go. And I let it go and let it go. And then I was like, hey, give it up for those guys and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, really? And I don't know word for word, but I kept looking over, giving them like time to stop right. making out and notice that there's somebody else on stage. You have to fucking out. You know what I mean?
Right.
And really, you're going to – and then she started yelling. I'm going to fuck it. I was just at my wit's end. It was the fucking third douchebag fucking show where people were ugh.
Five people kicked out in three shows.
Boom. Goodbye.
Goodbye. You're done.
Bye. Just bye, get dummy. Them out. And then it just went to hell. So you're going to pick up from there. It's pretty much at this point where you're going to hear me say some shit. I don't even know what I said. Right. What did I say?
You said, Want to see a magic trick? Hey, watch me meet this black guy appear and make you disappear. Right. Poof. Ta-da.
Then the big black bouncer came over and kicked him out. It was great. And then fucking the manager went to go tell the lady she had to leave, and the guy's husband flipped.
Yeah, completely. You know, he did the thing where he's like, you guys got to go. And she wasn't paying attention because she's still out of her mind. He tries to put her hand like on the back to kind of say, hey, lady, come on, you got to go. Yeah. As soon as he reaches, husband flips the switch, loses his shit. 2 seconds later, he's tumbling on the ground.
Yeah.
He broke a metal chair
through
as the fall. Yeah. And then now he's getting, you know, railroaded out, opening the side door with his face.
Yeah.
Boom, into the hallway.
But his wife keeps saying 15.
Yeah, she keeps saying like something.
You have 15. To listen to this and listen to how many times she says 15.
15, 17, 18.
I don't know what it means.
Figure it out and get it to me what that means. Listen to this over and over again and just let me know what this means.
I don't know what
the fuck. If you speak crazy, figure this out and let me know what they're saying.
15. She keeps saying 15 over and over, but... All right, so here's the audio of what the fuck went down. Listen to it, and then we'll come up and wrap this shit up on the second fucking iPhone shitty podcast from a fucking mediocre hotel room with two fucking mediocre comics. Check it out.
TV show fun on FX. Yes, please make a lot of noise for your headline. It's very funny, Mr. Robert Kelly, everybody.
Give it up to these two guys. Show some love. Very, very funny. What the fuck are those two doing? Gonna make it out? Hey, what are you fucking doing? Why don't you guys leave? Get the fuck out. You're fucking in a hole. Yeah, please. Get her out. Fuck her. Dude, I'm sorry. The people at the table, you are they bugging you? You don't be scared. She's not going to hurt you. Fuck you. Bye. See ya. Fuck you. These people paid. Some people didn't, but fuck you. They want to have a good time. And you're a fucking yappy bitch. See ya. Oh! Yep, I did. Beat it. Bye. 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 Watch this. This is my magic trick. Big black guy comes over to a white girl. Look. Shit. Ta-da. Ta-da! I do magic too. You didn't know that? What's happening? Fuck it! Don't even look at her. She wants you to look. Who did that? What happened? She fall?
Oh, choke him! Choke him! Just choke him out! What the hell are you doing?
Oh, let's go.
Just choke him!
What are you doing?
Fucking hell! Fucking
no, bitch! What is your fucking problem? I know. I need him to calm down. What the fuck is this? No, I have my...
They'll take care of it. Everything you've got.
No, I have my fiance in there.
She'll be brought up.
This is a whole bunch of bullshit.
15-year-old is too hard. A 15-year-old. Hey, now.
I want to talk to the fucking manager because I got slammed in the
floor. 15, really? 15.
No, show me the manager because I'm not part of this fucking show.
A 15.
Bring him. Oh, fuck you and the
town. Not 17, oh. Not 18. You're talking about 15.
I want the manager right now.
This is not going to end well for you. You need to calm down.
You need to calm down.
You
You need to chill out. You are so fucking out of here. Understand, this is not going to end well, okay?
No, it is
not.
It's not going to end well. Stop for yelling,
because I'm going to sue your fucking ass.
Get beyond 15.
No.
Get beyond 15.
I ain't having.
Get beyond 15.
I'm going to talk to some people. You guys are fucked.
You're turning this into a thing.
This is insane. You guys have a fucking video of what went on in there. You're sued.
15.
You're screwed.
You guys
get beyond 15.
Hey, everybody.
All right, first of all, the lady's saying 15.
40 times. What does that mean? Tell me. We have no idea.
I have no idea, but the fact that if you can hear the guy, the first guy who's talking is Justin, the MC, who says, what did he say?
I'll kill you.
Did he say
I'll murder you?
Something like that,
he'll
right?
Kill him?
Kill him.
He'll kill him?
Yeah, kill him.
Who is he? Is he a fucking emperor?
Well, he weighs 80 pounds.
80 pounds.
Wet.
Kill him. Bring him to all me. Right.
You're like three bills?
Yeah, about three.
Three bills. You're a big boy.
Right.
And but you're fucking...
I'm the voice of reason.
Your noble demeanor.
I'm the noble, trying to keep everyone in line.
What were you saying?
I said, sir, this is not going to end well for you.
Like 90 times.
90 times.
Well, when is it going to end?
You got to make eye contact with a guy.
Right.
And realize by looking at me and I'm being calm, yeah, letting him know that if he takes this further,
right,
it's going to be over for him, right, and it will be at my hands. So I'm right, giving him the option to cool out and walk away.
Where's the bouncer at this point?
There is no bouncer at this point.
Really?
Guy, I mean, he did enough work to get him into the hallway.
And where's the manager?
Around there. Around. They were all kind of jostling around this dude.
And, you're just saying...
And I'm the voice... I'm the 300-pound tattooed voice of reason.
Right.
Yeah.
And what did he do? Did he...
He was just—he just had this like crazed look in his eye, like as crazy as his wife sounded or the girl sounded. That he had that crazed look on his face, so it wasn't even right, you know. And then he starts. Then you could see his wheels start turning in his head, like, "Oh, I'm gonna sue. I'm gonna make money. I'm
right?
Gonna blah,
yeah.
Blah blah. I'm gonna fuck. I'm gonna press charges. I'm doing this. I got this. Whatever."
Didn't he bring up like if they have video in there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to give it to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We're going to turn that right over.
Yeah.
It's going to get erased like a bad police shooting.
So when you were saying it's not going to end well.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Did you hand him one of your flyers and
card? I gave him bumper sticker. And I said, hit me up on Facebook Facebook John Toll. Or go to johntoll.net and I'll give you more good advice about how not to be an asshole at a comedy club.
15!
15! 19! Go past it. 15.
What the fuck was she saying?
You guys, I'll see you.
All right, we got it. So we'll go back to it now.
Okay, everybody. I have 15-year-old boys and I'll have a 15-year-old girl inside.
Okay, listen to her.
Move
listen.
Beyond.
This whole
no,
thing.
No,
stop,
no.
Stop. Please stop.
Move beyond.
Stop.
15.
This whole thing started because you couldn't be quiet. Your gentleman here was trying to protect you from me grabbing your
No. What? Yes, the screwed up thing was is your bouncers trashed me,
what?
Smashed me into the floor, and roughed me out the door.
You pushed me.
No. That was... No, you are so wrong. Bring the cops,
because
I want a cop record of what's going on here.
What the fuck is a cop record?
I don't know what a cop record is.
I want a cop record. Is that like cop singing?
That's the solo album from the one guy from Village People.
And next cop up, record. Serpico. Fucking dummy.
You want a cop record of you driving away?
I'm not driving away. We're going to take a cab. So there, how do you like that? What do you got next to say?
You're going
to
kiss his face now?
We're not driving away. We're going to take a cab. So there. Ugh. What a fucking pickle sniffer. What a female. Who says that? How do you act like such a tough guy and then go, so there? What fucking grown man says to another grown man, so there, to make your point? Oh my God. What a fucking ass. All right. Jesus. All right. All right, so that's it, man. That's the fucking... That was a dude and his wife getting the hot one.
Yeah.
Second show, Friday night. That was the last time somebody got kicked out, but... Woo! It's the fucking Wild West in Dallas, dude.
It is wild times
God,
out there.
Man, these people, they come to the show to get shit-faced.
It is not for the faint of heart.
Well, you know what, dude? It would take... I felt like fucking Patrick Swayze in Roadhouse this weekend. teaching, yeah, you got, what you got to do is look him in the eye and be nice until it's time to not be nice. Pain don't hurt, motherfucker. God damn it, dude. But it's all over. Three shows tonight were great. That guy, he, I hope he got his cop record. and I think 15 at the end of it, it had,
it almost sounded like she was copping to the fact that she had left her 15-year-old son and daughter in the showroom, and suddenly there are underage kids in the showroom now.
I think it was like, get beyond being 15-year-old, like acting like 15-year-olds, I think.
Right.
But we get it. Shut the fuck up. We get it. I mean, come up with another pep talk, another scenario. 15. Fucking oh, my God.
But could you imagine if that wouldn't have happened, that would have been her yelling at you for an hour.
For an hour, yeah. She would have been
yelling that.
Yeah, fuck her, dude. I'm so glad they got kicked out. And they, the club, really. Tonight, they pulled their shit together. All right, well, dude, it was good working with you.
What's
your website?
JohnToll.net.
Yeah. And what else?
Facebook, John Toll. Twitter, John Toll. And that's T-O-L-E.
Why do you have .net?
Because I own .com, too, but the .net's better.
Why?
Because the com's directed at the net, because I like the net better.
All right, I don't even know what the fuck that means, but all right, cool. And
plus, I don't want no one jacking it.
And he has, I don't know what that means. But you have also, you have a CD, you have another CD with your music on
CD,
it.
CD, my band, my thrash metal band.
Is what?
PC Death Squad. if you like an 80s ignorant thrash metal, if you like Stormtroopers of Death, SOD, you'll love us.
All right, I'm going to get a copy of that. I want to get some of that. And then... you have bracelets.
I've got I've got a thing. My big cause, the legalization of drugs.
Right.
And so for the kids that come out, they like to party. They like a takeaway. They got the always. It's always 420. Let's party.
Right.
Support legalization.
Right.
If you want to wear the pink one and make people think you care about breast cancer, I got a celebrate boobies one. And if you want to say you're from Texas, and celebrate being from Texas and be an ignorant Texan, I got one that says "F you, I'm from Texas."
Yeah, which you're not.
I'm not wearing.
But you're not from Texas.
I'm not from Texas.
But you sell it.
Born in Methuen, Mass.
Yeah. So
but
why don't
I'll
you
sell
have...
it because it's not for me. It's for them.
Yeah, but you're not from here.
You gotta look out for the fans. You look out for the fans.
No, you don't.
You look out for the fans.
No, all they want is you to write jokes that are funny. You're a comedian. You're not a
comedian first. Marketing guru second.
You're like Crazy Eddie. Fucking.
Come on down.
No, you're just a
swap meet.
You're a fucking a swap meet comic.
But what have I learned this week?
Yeah, to fucking narrow your thing, your fucking promotions.
I've learned
down.
All I need is a phenomenal business card.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But you don't need that.
CD.
You know, Adam, name one comic that's successful that has a business card.
I don't know. Didn't you
have none? No. I didn't even bring CDs to this fucking hellhole. Nothing.
You would have killed this weekend, too.
Dude, all right, listen to me. Yeah, I would have killed. I would have been killed. I'm not even out of here. There's still a guy hunting me.
The guy's waiting for you at bag check.
At TFW
Airport.
Jesus Christ.
He's going to snipe you like JFK.
Anyways, he was actually the fucking guy who put the bomb in New York tonight. He was waiting for me. But anyways, dude, good fucking work with you. And,
awesome work with you. Thank you very much.
And I hope you guys, go ahead, finish.
And thank
you.
Can I say something real quick?
Yeah.
Thank you for being a part of my late show. I really appreciate that. The fact that you would take your time and it just really bring just a touch of class to my late show at the Addison Improv. Thank you.
All right. Well, first of all, nobody knows what you're talking about.
You know what, dude?
Dude, what? You know what, dude?
You got to end this up. You really got to bring
it. Dude, all right, now what you do is on my podcast, count how many times I said dude.
Yes.
And let me know.
And then let me know how many times I plug my shitty website.
Yeah, because I don't fuck it. I know I say dude. I listened to the one yesterday, the first one.
Right.
Fucking dude. Norton is so right, his impression of me. But all right, thanks for listening. I hope you fucking...